Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Bob. Things are happening in the NFL. Nick Sirianni gets an extension multi-year from the Eagles. Here's what I would say from that. We all know he's not safe no matter what, because the Eagles have a different standard than the rest of the NFL. They've proved that, including the other team in the state. Sirianni has now been to 2 Super Bowls. He's 4-for-4 on playoff appearances. He's gone 9-8, 14-3, 11-6, and 14-3 again. And yet we know that one bad season, if they falter this season, could mean the end. And they're living proof, these Eagles, that just because you change coaches doesn't mean you forfeit your chance to win or that you'll go back to the very worst time in your franchise history. They moved on from Andy Reid, even though he went to a Super Bowl and a bunch of conference championships. After many years, they went to Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly, contrary to popular belief, was not bad there. He went 20-12 in his first 2 years with a wild card appearance. They moved on from him in year 3. They go to Doug Peterson. He wins a Super Bowl in year 2, gets his own extension. He's fired after 4 years or 4.5, and then they go to Nick Sirianni. That's like... they, I think, operate by the standard that teams should operate by, which is we're a personnel-centric organization, not a coach-centric. The coach is an employee. We give him the ingredients. He doesn't win enough. He's out. We're on to the next guy. That's the way I think it should be.
Well, I mean, they make a good case that that's how it should be based on what they've done, and they've not changed. They will move away from coaches regardless of how their record is, regardless of playoff appearances. If it doesn't meet what their standards are, then they change. I will say this, though. It's going to be hard to move on from Sirianni, even though I think they probably would. Back 2 out of 3, 14-3 seasons, if they have one bad year, I think he's going to be able to stay.
They were wondering last year at this time if he would survive.
But if he has a down year this year, you think they really would do that?
Not necessarily. I think it might take 2,
might take
like Peterson,
yeah.
but nothing would surprise me there.
But I mean, that's a good deal, and I'm sure he's being paid handsomely to do it. And so even if they should move on from him, he's going to get all the money that he's
deserved. Honestly, if we're talking about the motto, the standard is the standard, there's one team in this state that lives by that and one team that doesn't, and I think we all know who they are.
But the personnel does matter. They go out, and I'll tell you what, Howie Roseman does a very good job of every year changing things, bringing some people in who can help, whatever it may be. And they've been very much on the cutting edge, forefront of a lot of this. So,
all right, Bob, then let's do the coaches first in an NCAA-style knockout tournament. Are you ready for this in a bracket? I think this is very exciting, and I can't wait to do it. Here we go, Limits. Keep track of this.
I'll do my best.
Where there's a big quarterback story, too. We'll do that coming up. Who is the best coach in the AFC East, Bob? We have Mike McDaniel. We have Sean McDermott. We have Mike Vrabel. And we have Aaron Glenn. Who survives that race?
This year?
Just who's the best coach?
Well, I'm going to say McDermott just because he has a team to do it.
Me too. He survives that. Limits, right. You agree?
I do.
They win the division every year. Who's the best coach in the AFC North, Bob? Tough one, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. But based on how things have gone, I'm going to say it's Harbaugh at this point.
Maybe it's not such a tough one. Yeah, I say Harbaugh. I mean, they win division titles and they win playoff games. Maybe in the end, they don't achieve to the level of having a multiple-time MVP quarterback, but I'm going to say Harbaugh. Limits?
Winning two Coach of the Years would make you think Kevin Stefanski, but no, it is John Harbaugh.
Okay, so we have two survivors. AFC South, Bob, who's the best coach? It's got to be D'Amico Ryans, correct?
For now, yes, I would agree with that.
Limits, it has to be.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the old coordinator of the Bengals in Tennessee has done nothing, but he got Kim Ward, so that might be able to help.
Not really. They're not even on primetime television this year. No. Number one overall pick. That's a little surprising to me.
I think we have one game, right? Tennessee, they're just, nobody wants to even see Cam Ward that much. Kind of weird.
Is it?
Well, I mean, he's the number one pick and he's a quarterback.
Yeah, normally quarterbacks rule, right? You get at least one
Kenny
game.
Pickett was the highest quarterback taken in his draft. Nobody wanted to see him.
He wasn't a number one overall pick.
You're the one who's mocked this year's quarterbacks. Do you think if you were the league, would you want him on TV?
No, I would not, but I think that the league historically has shown you the number one overall picks that are quarterbacks typically get on TV.
They do.
I mean, even Bryce Young was getting on TV. Caleb Williams, they put the Bears in primetime.
Carolina was on primetime that year? How many times?
They were in a Thursday night game.
Well, everybody has to play a Thursday night game, Limits.
Well, not the...
We're having a relapse, Bob.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe you just disagree with my opinion and we're just going to call it a relapse.
They
How about that?
There we go.
That's a double relapse
right there. A double relapse.
Like a double helix.
He doubled down on the relapse.
You're going to have a relapse. Go all out, Limits.
I might just faint.
Yeah. The AFC West. Well, the AFC West, it has to be Andy Reid. Correct, Bob?
I guess.
I think they have three really good coaches.
They do.
Really, four.
And I could see Andy Reid not winning the division this year, finally. Because I do think there are some pretty good players and coaches in that division.
So do I. All right. Then the NFC. Obviously, it's Andy Reid in the NFC East, correct?
You said Andy Reid?
Not Andy Reid. Nick Sirianni. Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah, Sirianni's defending champ. Yeah. Just got a new deal. Yep.
Limits, you say Mike McCarthy?
I say Brian Schottenheimer, actually. He's their new coach in Dallas.
New coach, that's right.
You don't really say that, do you?
No, I say Nick Sirianni. Congrats to the Sirianni's, by the way, as well.
Why, what happened now?
Because he got that new deal. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his brother Mike, who I've called a lot of his games.
Yes, I love the Sirianni family. From where are they from? Jamestown, I think?
They all went to Mount Union, too, and were like very, very, very successful.
Who's the best coach in the NFC North, Bob? I think I might surprise you with my answer.
All right. Are there any? Let me think about the NFC North now.
LaFleur. Kevin O'Connell and Dan Campbell would be the three who would be eligible.
That's a tough one.
I'm going LaFleur.
I'm going to go Dan Campbell.
I will break the tie with Dan Campbell as well, Bob.
All right. Dan Campbell survives in the NFC North. How about the NFC South, Bob? It's not exactly a coaching haven, is it?
I'm going to go with Shanahan. Or no, you're in the South, not the West.
Tampa, Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans. This is a tough one.
As good as the previous division was, this is the worst.
This is like a 7-9 division winner hosting a home playoff game.
I mean, you got to go with Tampa, right? Who's the head coach of Tampa now? Did they make a change? No, they didn't.
They won the division. Yeah, Todd Bowles.
Bowles, yeah.
But it's got to be him.
Has to be Bowles.
Yeah, but they win the division, but they also do it in a division that really is probably the easiest over the last 3 years to win. But they keep winning, so. Although Mayfield makes that happen over there. We'll see.
Now we have another tough one. The NFC West. Is it McVay, Bob? Is it little Dan Quinn? Is it Kyle Shanahan?
I'm going to go with Shanahan.
Okay. I'm going to go with McVay. You going to break this tie?
I'm with you, Joe. I'm on the McVay train.
All right, Bob. We have a final eight. Are you ready to whittle this down?
Let's go.
The drama is building. Let's just go the AFC East versus the AFC North. Sean McDermott versus Harbaugh. Who survives?
I'm going to say McDermott.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm going to say McDermott because he did beat him last year. He's beaten him in a couple playoff games now. It has to be McDermott. And I don't even think he's that good, but it is McDermott.
Wow, I was actually going to go John Harbaugh.
Well, you got overruled.
I know.
Then D'Amico Ryans against Andy Reid. It's got to be Andy Reid, right?
Andy Reid.
So it's Andy Reid against McDermott for AFC supremacy, Bob. It's got to be Andy Reid. He beats him all the time.
Beats him all the time, and they've had multiple chances to take him down, and he just can't do it, although they should have in Arrowhead the 1 year, but no, did not happen.
Limits.
Andy Reid.
Keep coming up short.
Andy Reid has made the AFC title game here.
Again.
He's actually in the Super Bowl, and who's he going to face? Sirianni versus Campbell. Who you got?
I'm going to go Campbell.
What?
Yep.
Bob, he's never gotten to a Super Bowl.
I know. Just to switch it up, because I want to see how mad you can get and then take it out on Limits when he agrees with me.
I'm going Sirianni.
Please agree with me.
Bob, I'm actually going with Sirianni, even though I really like Dan Campbell. Sirianni winning the Super Bowl and having the success he's had the last couple of years put it over the top.
Todd Bowles against Sean McVay. We all know it's McVay.
McVay.
Yeah.
McVay.
So we have an NFC title game. It's Nick Sirianni against Sean McVay. Who do we have? I have Sean McVay.
I have Sirianni.
I have Sean McVay.
I just think he is an incredible coach.
But you also have to consider their team. You know, you coach a. I think McVay does not have the same team that Philadelphia has, and I think because of that, I mean, that's all part of the coaching, isn't it? You just said this is a. Well, it's about our personnel. It's about our roster. It's about.
What's your point there?
My point is, I think they have a better team.
The Eagles.
Yes.
So you're picking McVay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you picked Sirianni.
No, I picked McVay.
Yeah, I'm picking McVay.
No, I picked Sirianni, didn't I?
You did.
I'm losing. So yeah, where's your logic here?
No, I've lost my mind there. I was thinking about something else.
That's okay. I mean, McVay walked in there in the year 2017, Bob, to a struggling organization that couldn't
do
anything.
He's been terrific. I get it.
He went 11-5. The next year, 13-3, and they go to the Super Bowl with, give me the quarterback, name escaping me.
For who? McVay?
McVay. Now he's in Detroit.
Yeah.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. He's now one of the top. Did you see all the quarterbacks the Steelers are going to face this year, by the way?
Yeah.
Look at.
I'm not overly impressed.
Wait a minute. You have Burrow twice. You have Jackson twice.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty impressed.
You also have Jared Goff.
He stinks. Yeah.
What do you mean he stinks?
Then he went 9-7. Then 10-6, then he wins the Super Bowl, then he has one losing season, which broke his non-losing streak, Bob, so he couldn't get that to 18 years. Then he went 10-7 each of the last 2 years, but he went to an NFC title game. All right, so it's McVay against Andy Reid for the best coach in football. Who do we have?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What a wonderful time we've had today, Bob, haven't we?
It's been spectacular.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Are we still reeling from any of those NFL team videos from last week, Limits?
Oh boy, the Colts ended up needing to get their video taken down because of some of the things that they put into their video. And I don't think Microsoft or Minecraft gave them approval for it.
Yeah, I think that might be the social media loser for
today.
Yeah,
that's not good.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And what's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, let's go quickly through quarterbacks. Brock Purdy has signed a new deal. There seems to be some disagreement between you and Limits on how good Brock Purdy actually is. Limits thinks he's great. You don't. Or is the opposite true?
I wouldn't say great. I just said he's, I think he's.
Can you win a Super Bowl with him?
They got there with him once. I know it's a talented team that he had, but he had to be the quarterback of it. You have to make the decisions, and sometimes it's not as easy as just saying, well, it's your playbook.
We got to do this quicker than we did the last one. AFC East, and we came out with Andy Reid versus Sean McVay for best coach in the NFL, and Reid won. Who survives the AFC East? Obviously, Josh Allen. I don't even have to ask you. AFC North, there's two big candidates here, Bob. Lamar and Burrow.
I'm going to go with Lamar again.
I'm going with Lamar.
I'm going with Burrow, but I'm overruled.
Yes, you are. AFC South, who's the best quarterback, Bob?
No bark back. He's making progress.
He is. Mm. It ain't Trevor Lawrence, but who is it then? It's CJ Stroud for me. Think it might be Cam Ward?
No, it's too soon for that. I guess I got to go Stroud.
Stroud.
Although Lawrence should be much better than where he is. He's ranked, based on last year, 28th
of
all the 59 quarterbacks who played. That's terrible for a guy they gave $55 million to.
He's borderline bust, honestly, for me, for what was expected of him compared to what's been delivered. Of course, he does have a playoff win in the last 8 years. Kansas City, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. Who's got the best quarterback? I think we all know that. Patrick Mahomes. Right, Limits?
Yes.
Right,
yes,
Bob?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, NFC East. Woo! This is a good one, Bob. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Dak Prescott, whoever plays for the Giants. Who you got? Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's my pick.
Jackson Dart's my pick.
Come on. Yeah. I'm overruled.
Jackson Dart.
Of course it's Jalen Hurts.
Of course it's Russell Wilson.
Could be Jaden Daniels.
I think it is Jaden Daniels. I'm picking
it's
Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, woo, you guys. You two are among the many who disrespect Jalen Hurts.
I'm not disrespecting him.
This dude has walked into the biggest game of the year twice and outplayed Patrick Mahomes two times. And last year got the Super Bowl MVP. I love Jaden Daniels. I think he's a star already. Jalen Hurts deserves this title.
That's your opinion. And
yes,
we disagree with it. I just think as far as a quarterback who's going to make an even bigger play this year, it's going to be him.
Limits, you sticking with that?
I'm with you, Bob. Jaden Daniels took a 4-win team last year to the NFC Championship game this year.
12-5, right.
He was incredible, and I was very surprised, and I didn't think he had this in him. Jaden Daniels is my pick.
I'm deeply saddened by your pick. NFC North, who's the best quarterback?
Because Caleb Williams is tracking maybe to be eventually, but Jordan Love's paid a lot of money as well.
I'm going to go with Jordan Love.
I'm not. I'm going to go with
Jared Goff.
I guess Jared Goff. J.J. McCarthy's just too new. I don't know what to expect from him. But yeah,
I'm
going with Jordan Love as well, Joe.
He wins, Bob. NFC South, Baker, or who? You're a big Bryce Young fan.
Cousins. No, it's got to be Baker.
It's got to be Baker.
I'm going with Tyler Shuck. Baker Mayfield.
NFC West, Matthew Stafford. A little bit of Brock Purdy. Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray doesn't get a lot of respect, but I mean his teams always don't do much.
I still say Stafford. It has to be.
Yeah, yep. I would probably have to agree with that.
All right, Stafford, Baker, Jordan Love, or Jaden Daniels. Who wins the NFC, Bob? It's a tough one, ain't it? That is a tough one now that I think about it. And honestly, I would say Jalen Hurts, believe it or not, but I can't choose him because you guys eliminated him.
We did.
So I might.
You might have to go with Daniels.
I might go with Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
What? Wow. Bob comes off the top rope.
I like the moxie. You'll disagree with it, so
I guess I'll go with Jaden Daniels if I have to.
Either Daniels or
make
Stafford.
A choice limit.
I'm going to go with Daniels. Jordan Love didn't do enough for
Jaden
me last
Daniels
year.
Daniels surprisingly comes out of the NFC,
even
Bob.
After Stafford.
Wow.
I thought you would go to Stafford.
No, I would go to Hurts if he was available
to me. But he's not.
I know.
So you can't make that
case.
So
I'm going Daniels. He could be MVP of the league this year. I do agree with that. Patrick Mahomes, C.J. Stroud, Lamar, or Josh Allen? Who's the best quarterback in the AFC? It's Josh Allen.
I cannot believe you both went Allen.
Who are
you
going? Believe
because
you're going against
I wanted
him.
To go Josh Allen.
There you go.
But you don't pick Mahomes. I'm stunned.
It's time. It's time for a new top of the mountain quarterback.
I think Josh Allen's the better player.
I thought I would stand alone on this. No, it's a clean sweep with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen and Jaden Daniels in the Super Bowl.
That's Josh Allen.
That's Josh Allen.
The Bills finally win the Super Bowl and Josh Allen's the champ.
I leave here very pleased with both of you, even though we disagreed. Bob, you're a wonderful man. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
No.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
I'm going to be here again on Thursday. Yeah. I have a golf event on Wednesday.
No need to explain.
I have to take care of that stuff.
Enjoy yourself. Fan weather, partly cloudy.
I can't wait for you to lock your keys in today's trunk.
I'm not doing that today.
Old Stonewall.
I'm going to be out at Old Stonewall, Bob.
You know what's next for him? He is going to lose it on the golf course. He's going to bring his keys and put them someplace where he doesn't normally do it.
He's going to put it in the eighth hole.
And the way he loses stuff, it'll be somewhere on the course. That's
I thought it was
worse.
I thought it was on Neville Woods course.
What
I thought
would you
it was.
Do?
I don't
You'd
know.
You have to wait till someone actually.
I left
finds
my cell
it.
Phone at that course in West Mifflin. What's it called? Melwood? What's it called? I left my phone there. And some girl found it. The girl behind the counter found it on the course. And I gave her like $100.
It was
a miracle.
Some money in your pocket.
That's great.
Yeah.
A miracle.
That's good. But so don't lose your keys today, Joe. That's the bottom line.
Thank you, Bob. Fan weather, partly cloudy today, Austin. With more sunshine forecast.
Bye,
high of Mario Lemieux, 66. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That's Myers Law Group. Good night, Limits.
Good night.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.